Hello, welcome to the English News from Toronto Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, today, Kansas City Red Cross Society and the Directorate of the City Center for Nurturing the Elderly and Homeless Children held a meeting on the International Day of the Older Persons and celebrated the longevity of the elderly who are being cared for and raised at the center. At the meeting, the Directorate reviewed the tradition and noble meaning of the International Day of the Elderly, the formation and development process of the Vietnam Association of the Elderly, affirming the great role of the elderly in the course of construction and development of the country. Center for Nurturing the Elderly and Homeless Children is currently taking care of 72 elderly people. At the meeting, 9 elderly people were wished a long life. The Representative Board of the Elderly Association of Cao Dao District also marked the 33rd anniversary of the International Day of the Older Persons. In 2023, the district celebrated the longevity of 1,487 elderly people, of which 53 people turned 90 years old and 5 people turned 100 years old. At the same time, the Elderly Association of the District organized a sport festival for the elderly in 2023, including games, jazz, slow motorbike riding, and calisthenics, creating conditions for the elderly to live happily, live healthily, and live usefully. Yesterday, in Ho Chi Minh City, Kantor Radio and Television Station and its sponsors organized a meeting of writers and artists in Ho Chi Minh City on the occasion of the anniversary of the Vietnamese teacher profession, August 12 of the lunar calendar. The meeting aimed to express gratitude to the artists who have contributed to teacher art in all programs from urban areas to the most remote areas in Kantor, Hội Giang, as well as other regional provinces of Southwest for many years. At the same time, it's also an opportunity for a generation of artists to gather and review memories together on stage, exchange great passion, and meet the expectations of art lovers. This is the fifth time the meeting program has been organized with the connection of Mr. Nguyễn Phong Quang, former member of the Central Party Committee, former secretary of Hội Giang Provincial Party Committee, and sponsors. On the evening of September 30th at Cao Vân Lầu Theatre in Bạc Liêu Province, the awarding ceremony of the National Cải Lương Art Challenge Contest in 2023 closed. Over 7 days and nights of competitive performances, the artists and actors brought to audiences in Bạc Liêu Province in the particular and audiences in the country in general, many emotions and colorful views containing many precious historical and cultural values of nation and the cultural quintessence of humanity from the unique and special art products of Vietnamese Cải Lương art. As a result, the organizing committee awarded 7 first prizes and 14 second prizes. Among the 7 first prizes is contestant Lady Hồng Giang, Tây Đô Theater, Kansas City. Among the 121 typical Vietnamese culinary dishes in the first period in 2022, Kansas has 2 typical dishes earner. This morning, the flood tide on Hậu River rose beyond alert level 3, causing many roads and alleys in Kantor to be flooded. This is the third consecutive day Kantor City has faced with flood tide, with water levels increasingly rising in the morning and evening. In the morning, the high tide seriously flooded many roads, such as Huỳnh Cương, Trần Việt Châu, of which Cách Mạng Tháng Tám Street was the most heavily flooded course, which was located along the Hậu River. Rising water levels severely flooded some roads, including markets, causing many small businesses to lose business. That's all for the English News of Toronto Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.